All right, Troll Train, last Millville. Well, maybe we see you come back out for a one-off, but last Millville as a full-time racer, what was it like?
Yeah, actually, I was talking with JT last night, and I feel like I'm on the same level as JT. It's just like you're ready to be done, but it's like I've known since early in Supercross, and like I feel like I have a lot of other things coming up, opportunities that are exciting, and I think as long as I pursue those, you know, pursue those, I'll be fine. So, but yeah, about Millville, this was a tough one, dude. This was really tough. I you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, you're going to have your best race for sure. You'll be top 10 for sure, whatever. And there's so much media. There's so much of my time that's required with interviews and friends, family, catching up. Honestly, I'm emotionally drained right now. Yeah. I am, like, more emotionally drained than physically. I was a basket case, Steve. Like, I was on the prairie lap. I was, like, tearing up.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And the last lap of the last moto, I was just, like, bawling. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, big deal for you. That's awesome. No, that's cool. I mean, what a career and what a place to, you know, last time here. So.
Yeah, and I don't try that often. Like, feels like, oh, you're a pussy, you know. Yeah. But, I mean, rightly so. Like, there's a lot of cool things that I've done here, you know, grew up here. But there's other races that I was just fine at this year, but there's something about this one that, yeah, I was just like, I was a wreck. Because, like, Hart Raff was ahead of me in that second moto. And I'm sure he thought I was going to pass him, and I'm like, bro, I have no desire to pass you right now. I'm just hanging on.
I really wish you would have told me this before I picked you in Pulp Fantasy, though. You should have maybe given me a heads up.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I will say, like, we've done a lot for Pulp Fantasy over the years, but maybe just this year, you know, we're just riding it out. We're riding off into the sunset, man.
Good to know. We'll put that forward going forward. I was talking to your dad earlier today about you working here and how we're joking that Jer won't ever work here because he can't do anything, and you're the one that's going to have to maintain it, but he told me all you do is screw it up whenever you get behind the dozer.
Jerma said that.
Oh, you. Your dad said that about you.
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad's, he's OCD. Oh. He's type A, so, like, it might be actually really cool, but he doesn't like it, so.
He said you made a water truck lane where they didn't need one. He said when you do motocross schools, all you guys do is rip up the grass. You don't respect the grass. So, yeah, your dad was not.
There was a 5-foot area where we ripped up the grass, and he was like, oh, my God, I can't believe that. I got to go seed it now. And I'm like, Dad, it's fine. You'll be fine. I will say, though, I've told several people today because they're like, I've never seen Millville this hard pack. And I'm like, don't worry. Next year I'll be on the tractor. I'll rip it. Millville shouldn't be this hard pack.
Well, so only one guy ran a scoop from what I hear. Only a few guys ran a scoop. Yeah. One of them was Tomac, and then Chase caught and passed him in Moto 1, and I have to go see what he did for Moto 2, but I bet you he went back to a regular tire.
I saw him on the line, Tomac, second moto, with a scoop.
Oh, he went stuck with the scoop.
Okay. So I had the scoop all day, first moto as well, second moto, and back to a normal tire.
Yeah, it was what I was getting at was I was hearing from guys it was a harder packed Millville.
Yeah, because that's the hard part is the Pirelli scoop is phenomenal, but when it gets a hard base, and the 450 especially, it doesn't handle as well. It kind of affects the chassis in a negative way. So I went back to the regular tire because of that. But it's such an advantage off the start. But I do think, like, Eli is just such an animal. He's such a bulldog that maybe it doesn't affect him.
Why was it harder than this year? Was it just John's prep?
I think it's just a sign that I, you know, need to retire and come help the track crew out. They need some help. Get fire up the ripper. Because, yeah, it shouldn't be this hard pack. I've done local races where it's softer than this. So.
Ridiculous. Well, five more to go. Last Millville. Do you think you race one off here or there?
Like I said earlier, like talking to JT, I don't really have any desire to do that, you know? Like, because being at the top level, it's like you want to do good, but doing well at this level requires a lot of time, a lot of commitment and training, and I mean, never say never, right? Because Dunge comes back after 6 years, but I mean, I'm 32 right now. 6 years, I'll be 38, man.
38-year-old troll out there.
Yeah, and I don't know, I feel like I've been grinding long enough, you know, so time for change.
Cool to see you out there, man, and five more, so let's bring this thing home.
Thanks, Steve.